KNOM Profiles.
If you've been having problems with all the muskox in town lately, you're not alone.
I heard these loud bang, 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 and I thought, what's my 12-year-old up to now?
And so Vicki Erickson has lived in Nome for more than 20 years and had her first run-in with some muskox last week behind her home in Icy View.
I see my husband is back up against a Connex waving this shovel around, yelling at these two huge muskox. Each of them was on the opposite side of our dog pen, and they were ramming the dog pen. Then I thought, oh my God, you know, this doesn't look good.
Erickson was terrified for her husband, and though you are legally allowed to shoot a muskox in defense of life and property, DLP, she hadn't fired a gun in years. So to chase the tuples away, she used the next best thing, her red Ford F-150.
And I just kind of faced off with the one that was causing the most havoc with the dog pen, and I just laid on my horn, and I did a Brody, and I went right at him, and he kind of stopped and looked at me and kind of squared off like he was going to challenge me, and I said, go ahead, and I laid into the pickup, and he turned and ran.
But there was still another bull to deal with.
And then Mitch was yelling at me, and I turned, and here comes the other one towards the door of the pickup, and I thought, bring it on. And so I put it in reverse, and I went for him, and he fell. The muskox fell right in front of me, right on his face, and then he turned off and ran.
The couple were physically fine, but when I talked to Erickson last week, she was still a little shaken up by it. Less, it seemed, from the attack itself than from a new feeling that now she has to be on guard all the time in case her dog, or even worse, her kids, get in a tangle with a muskox. Especially now that the herds seem to be hanging closer to town.
Everywhere I'm running into muskox, they're everywhere, in the bushes, on the road.
That's Mercy McGuffey, who grew up in Nome, and says she used to have to get out into country for any shot at spotting a muskox, and that back then the herd seemed smaller, too. McGuffey thinks that more brown bears in the area are pushing the muskox closer to town, which bears, to their credit, have learned mostly to avoid. Humans, in the estimation of some muskox, may seem like a safer bet than bears. But they don't feel the same way about dogs.
My boss's dog actually was kind of gored by the horns of the muskox, and so one of his dogs passed.
That was in the first week of June, and since then there have been plenty more stories about muskox going after dogs. Erickson gave one of the most common explanations around town for why the otherwise sedate muskox seem to go so crazy around pets.
They do hate dogs because they're hardwired for wolves, you know, to protect their young or whatnot.
I needed to find out more about muskox, about their attitudes and ways. So I went to a man that I knew would have answers, an expert on how they think and why.
Well, muskox are impressively patient with people.
Tony Gorin is the biologist for the Department of Fish and Game in the area around Nome, and as such deals more than most people with the relatively abundant herds of muskox on the Seward Peninsula. Gorin says that although there are definitely more muskox around town lately, that doesn't mean there are necessarily more overall.
Well, when we look at the Seward Peninsula muskox population in its totality, the population is actually declining pretty rapidly. It's declining 13% annually. What's really changed in the last several years is the distribution of the local muskox groups.
And though Fish and Game hasn't yet collected the hard data and statistical evidence they rely on to fully understand wildlife events, the brown bear hypothesis seems compelling, especially after Gorin saw results from a colleague's survey on calving.
And at the same time calves were disappearing, that was a same time period when all the muskox moved into Nome. So if you connect those dots, it certainly does seem like the local movements towards Nome are really in response to predation.
Predation, by the way, just means predators like bears were attacking. As for the dogs, Gorin says there are incidents every year, some deadly, yes, but he's also seen plenty of times when muskox have behaved more or less indifferently towards barking, excitable dogs. He thinks instead of being hardwired to go into attack mode whenever there's a bark, there may be something else going on with the older, aggressive bulls.
The more interactions I see between muskox and dogs, I just can't help but wonder if muskox, when they get older, lose their hearing or their eyesight.
Gordon says that a lot of the time when the muskox have lashed out, it's been a defensive reaction, not a predatory attack. Almost like they didn't see or hear the dogs until they were so close that they got spooked and then scrambled to fend off an attack, even if it was from a dachshund or a labradoodle. Which may seem like potato-potato if it was your dog that got attacked, but Gordon says one of the best measures to prevent pets from assaults is trimming willows to increase visibility and getting chain-link kennels, which he says tend to hold up best if they're being rammed head-on. However, there's only so much that can be done, even by the professionals. Gordon and others at Fish and Game respond to wildlife calls at all hours of the day and night, chasing muskox herds away from the airport and people's homes. At a certain point, though, you've got to ask how much of the annoyance and potential risk is just par for the course if you live in a wild place.
But yet, you know, I do love the muskox. I don't want anybody to think I don't love them and think they're very unique and very cool animals, because I do, and I know they're just being wild animals. So somewhere in there, we got to figure it out how we can live with them. But push comes to shove. My kids come first, and most certainly my spouse and my dog and my red F-150 that I love.
And even if there's no clear-cut answer for how to balance the allure of local wildlife with the security of town life, there is one piece of muskox advice that Gordon is absolutely unequivocal about. Never, ever try to adopt a baby muskox.
Do not pick up that calf, because like I said, the minute you pick it up, you basically just killed that thing.
And in general, if you do see a muskox or a herd of them, try to keep your distance, not bother them, and maybe look around for the nearest F-150. For K&OM Profiles, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
Profiles is a production of K&OM News and Public Affairs.